Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Teachers' Day was celebrated throughout the country yesterday. Ms. Peleno Petelmilhu, conferred with the National Teachers Award 2025 by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony in New Delhi. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Rio credited the tireless efforts of teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7 literacy, making it the third most literate state in India. Now the news in detail. Teachers' Day was celebrated throughout the country yesterday. The day was celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the national awards to teachers at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday. This prestigious national annual award recognizes outstanding teachers whose dedication and commitment have elevated the quality of education and profoundly impacted the lives of their students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the National Awards winning teachers in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi lauded the natural respect Indian society holds for teachers, calling them a powerful force in nation building. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt congratulations to all the recipients of the National Teachers Awards. In a proud moment for Nagaland, Peleno Petelmilhu was conferred with the National Teachers Award 2025 by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony in New Delhi. She was among 45 school teachers recognized for their exemplary contributions to education. With over two decades of teaching experience, Ms. Petelmilhu currently serves at John Government Higher Secondary School, Viswema, where she promotes her vision of education with empathy, leadership with purpose. One of her notable initiatives, Each One, Teach One, encourages 12th grade students to mentor younger peers, especially from underprivileged backgrounds, reflecting her commitment to inclusive education. Beyond the classroom, Ms. Petelmilhu actively works to reduce students' dropout, making home visits, sponsoring admission fees, and even providing mobile phones to ensure continuity in learning. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Rio yesterday credited the tireless efforts of teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7 literacy, making it the third most literate state in India. Speaking at the state-level teachers' celebration in Kohima, Rio hailed teachers as a driving force behind this progress, shaping generations with knowledge, values and vision. He urged educators to continue fostering curiosity, critical thinking and compassion among students. Mr. Rio highlighted the progress of the School Leadership Academy of Nagaland, SLAN, established in 2023 for in-service teachers' training and leadership development. He noted that training is now mandatory for school heads and encouraged educators to take it seriously. Mr. Rio expressed pride that the academy has received the Certificate of Excellence from the National Council for School Leadership, New Delhi, for two consecutive years. In Meghalaya, Dr. Haipor Uni Bang, principal and founder of KB Memorial School, East Jaintia Hills, was honored with the National Teachers Award 2025 yesterday. He was among 45 educators from across India who were felicitated by President Draupadi Murmu at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi, during the Teachers' Day celebration. Dr. Bang's recognition reflects his dedication to education, environmental research and community service. An accomplished academic, he completed his PhD in Environmental Management from William Carey University, Nong Min Song, with a thesis on challenges and opportunities of solid waste management of East Jaintia Hills District of Meghalaya. He has authored multiple research papers, including those published in the International Journal of Research, Education and Scientific Methods 2021 and the International Journal of Ecology and Environmental Science 2020. President of India Srimati Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Teachers Award 2025 to Karma Tempo Ethenpa, principal of PM Shri Government Secondary School, Magan Sikkim, at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. Sri Ethenpa was among 66 teachers, 45 school teachers and 21 from higher education selected from across the country to receive this prestigious honour. Ethenpa was recognised for his exemplary contributions to education, including his energetic leadership and innovative approaches to student development. A retired state football player and athlete, he has coached school football and volleyball teams to championship titles. His initiative has also been combat tobacco, cigarette and technology addiction among youth. As a passionate educator, Ethenpa has encouraged students to explore mobile photography and visual narration, promoting appreciation for nature and generating revenue for school through exhibitions. On the occasion of the 64 Teachers' Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, Tripura Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha yesterday paid tribute to the great philosopher and statesman and felicitated 36 teachers from different levels of the education sector. The State Level Teachers' Day program, organized by the School Education Department at Rabindra Satabashiri Bhavan, witnessed the Chief Minister honoring eminent educationist Dr. Atul Deb Barma with the Pandit Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar Award 2025, Headmistress and Senior Teacher Srimati Pranati Deb Barma with the Maharani Tulsibati Award 2025, and Educationist and Social Worker Retired Indian Air Force Officer Samir Chakraborty with the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Award 2025. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Saha described teachers are the guiding lights for future generations, shaping students into mentally strong, physically fit and well-educated citizens. In Manipur, State Level Teachers' Day Celebrations 2025 was held at the City Convention Centre in Palace Compound. The Department of Education, Schools, Higher and Technical Education, SCERT and Adult Education, Government of Manipur jointly organized the celebration. The Chief Secretary of Manipur, Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal, Principal Secretary, Higher and Technical Education, R.K. Dinesh, and Secretary Education, Norem Praveen Singh, teachers, students and others attended the celebration. Addressing the gathering, Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal said, "Teachers are not only transmitters of knowledge, but also mentors of character, compassion and courage." He said that teachers prepare young minds to face challenges with confidence and further added that in a society with limited economic and educational opportunities, the role of teachers become more crucial. The Chief Secretary also spoke about the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has sought Union Home Minister Amit Shah's intervention to expedite the implementation of the Inner Line Permit, ILP, in the state to curb illegal immigration and infiltration from across the Bangladesh border. He informed that the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly has already passed a resolution and submitted multiple memorandums to the Centre for Implementing ILP. In a meeting held in New Delhi on Thursday, apart from ILP, Sangma also raised a separate civil service and police cadre for Meghalaya currently under a joint cadre with Assam, the inclusion of Khasi and Garo languages under the 8th schedule of the constitution, and naming of a road in Delhi in honour of his late father, Parno Agitok Sangma, former Lok Sabha Speaker of Meghalaya. Nagaland BJP Legislature Party Leader and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton yesterday called on party workers to unite and work sincerely, stating that the time has come for the BJP to take the reins of powers in states. Speaking at the BJP Nagaland State Executive Meeting come organizational workshop at Town Hall Dimapur, Mr. Patton expressed the party's aspiration to form a BJP-led government in the state under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Currently a coalition partner in the state government, the BJP is now aiming higher. Dr. Patton envisioned a future where the party can contest all 60 assembly seats in the 2028 state elections. Mr. Patton questioned the continued seat sharing arrangement, asking how long can the party keep sharing seats with others. He urged the party to break free from perceived limitations and strive for greater self-reliance. And before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Teachers' Day was celebrated throughout the country yesterday. Ms. Peleno Petenilhu conferred with the National Teachers Award 2025 by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony in New Delhi. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nifu Rio credited the tireless efforts of teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7% literacy, making it the third most literate state in India. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.